You are listening to Craig Info Talk.
Hi, this is Ian Chappell for Crick Info. Looking forward to what should be a terrific final between India and Pakistan at the Wanderers. Well, the good thing, I mean, any India-Pakistan match is always something that you look forward to, but I'm really looking forward to this one for a number of reasons. Firstly, both teams are very much in form. They're playing consistently good 2020 cricket. Secondly, they've both got new leaders, and I've been impressed with the work of both MS Dhoni and Shoaib Malik. I think they're doing a terrific job as captains, and I think they're making a big difference to their teams. So there's a lot of things that are exciting about this final. Who might actually win and lose? Well, I don't think there's very much between them. Both are playing brave cricket at the moment, which is always good to watch. And as far as India are concerned, they've got a man in Yuvraj who is in such outstanding form and hitting the ball so well that he could turn a match on his own. I think the one difference I would see between these two teams is that Pakistan probably have the better balanced attack. They've got better spin options, and at the moment I think their spin bowlers are more aggressive, particularly Afridi, bowling to get wickets rather than tie the opposition down. So I think in a situation where the team is bowling to defend a target, particularly not a huge target, I think Pakistan are better placed to win that sort of contest than India. But India, I think they would prefer to bat first and set the target. And I think what we're seeing in these knockout matches is that teams are taking a more conservative approach at the top of the order in the first few overs with an idea of not losing too many wickets. So you're put in that position where you've really just got to push the ball around and survive the 20 overs and hope that you can post something reasonable. I think they're taking a more conservative approach so that they keep a few wickets in hand and then you can let loose in the later overs. And I think that's a pretty sensible thing to do. India, if they can bat first and put the sort of target on the board, maybe it's got to be a little higher in Johannesburg because it's easier to hit sixes, but maybe something around 200 could stretch Pakistan because their top order is a little dicey. But I've been impressed with Misbah and Malik in the middle order. You've got Afridi who is very explosive with the bat. There's so many things that could be exciting in this game, and it's very hard to pick between the two teams. I think if you put a gun to my head and said, who do you think? I might just go with Pakistan on the basis that if they've got to defend a middle of the road sort of target, I think they've got a better chance than India. But I just hope that as we saw in the semi-final between India and Australia, I hope the standard is something as close to that as possible. This has been a very good tournament and you want to have a final that's memorable. We've had two pretty good semi-finals, one exceptional. Let's hope we finish with a great final. This is Ian Chappell signing off for Crick Info and looking forward to a great final.
This is Crick Info Talk.